twice in 10 years, Pablo Picasso celebrated 1932 painting of his sleeping mistress, Marie-Therese Walter, made international headlines. Alas, the artist's breathtaking skill and candid insight into human nature were not the cause. First, on a chilly Manhattan night in November 1997, Le Rêve, The Dream, broke all records for a single-owner sale. Then, on a hot Las Vegas evening in September 2006, a new owner poked a hole in a painting with an errant elbow while showing the price to unexpectedly shocked friends. Now, for the first time since the rip, Le Rêve is returning to public view. The puncture left a several-inch tear across Marie-Therese's voluptuous left forearm.
No cynicism is needed to assume that one goal of the exhibition is to publicly demonstrate that repairs to Le Rêve have not had serious effects on its market value. Many old masters' paintings would reveal, if they could be taken down and examined from the back, any number of damage repairs made over centuries. Not all masterpieces are pristine. Yet, like torn canvas and buckled brushstrokes, reputations can also need fixing. This exhibition will show that despite minor damages, Le Rêve is still an exquisite modern sex painting and a brilliant, justifiably famous masterpiece.